Hey, Business Lunch listeners, welcome to today's show. Today's another snackable episode with Roland. These are bite-sized episodes that you'll probably end up listening to over and over again because they're filled with so much value. But before we get into today's show, we have to give a special thanks to another listener who left a rating for the show, and this one is from Chava Castillo. They said, I've been listening for a while and the podcast is amazing, but I just heard episode 290 about TNC. I was there and remember seeing Ryan walking on the event floor angry, and I thought, why would he be angry? The event is going amazing. Now that I hear everything going on behind the scenes, it makes sense. But being my first TNC and following both of you in DM for years, I just have to say all of you do amazing stuff for us and we appreciate it. And Chava, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for being a part of the Business Lunch community and leaving us that amazing review. If you guys have enjoyed listening to the show and have an extra minute, we'd ask you to please consider leaving a rating on your favorite podcast platform. Now we're going to get into this quick snackable episode with Roland right after this break.
You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. This is your seat at the table.
Hey, look, I've got seven rules that I follow when it comes to money. So the very first one of those is invest in quality over quantity. If you're buying a stock, if you're investing in a company, if you're trying to buy a suit or an outfit or clothing, anything in life, if you invest in quality over quantity, you're going to be happier. Quality lasts. Quality gives you greater utility. Quality generally gives you greater happiness, and it's way fewer problems. So think about when you're making a decision between something or between a few things and one thing's a little bit more expensive, go for the quality thing or wait and save until you can afford it. It'll make you so much happier. So rule two of my seven rules of money is that you want to always invest in yourself. Your biggest investment that's going to pay the biggest dividend is always going to be to invest in yourself, whether that's to have a great coach, to be part of a mastermind of successful people, to educate yourself through books or courses or other trainings, whatever it takes for you to invest in yourself, that's going to generate the greatest returns because you are a renewable resource. You are able to take your skills anywhere. And the more of them that you have, the smarter that you will be about making choices and the more options and choices you'll have. Always invest in yourself. The third of the seven rules is use a barbell investing philosophy. That's where you want the bulk of your investments, 90% of the things that you're investing, you want to be conservative. I've got a lot of money in cash just so I can take advantage of huge opportunities when they come, but also invest in other conservative things. On the other end of the barbell, there's nothing in between. Don't invest in kind of so-so risky things. The other side of the barbell is make small bets with about 10% of your total investable money in things that have the opportunity to pay off in big ways. That might be crypto. It might be NFTs. It might be IPOs. Whatever you like, it might be angel investing, it might be investing in your own business, but that barbell investing is going to make all the difference. You're going to preserve 90% of your cash. You're going to always have about 10% at risk, but a few of those 10% bets are going to pay off at 5, 10, 50, 100 times what your initial investment was, and that'll make all the difference. So the fourth rule of my seven money rules is that you should be thinking in buckets. So that means that you should have a bucket for cash. You should have a bucket for philanthropy or doing good for the world. I think you should have a bucket that goes to doing things for your family or with your family. You should have a bucket for travel and kind of entertainment discretionary expenses. You should have a bucket for savings. You should have a bucket that's a cash reserves. And you might have more than that, but typically those are the buckets that I work with. And then you allocate every month, I'm going to put this much, this percentage of the money that I get that comes in is going to go into each of these buckets. And if you pre-allocate that, then you'll always have money for savings. You'll always be building your investment. You'll always be thinking about doing cool things for entertainment. And it's a really great way to manage your money. Think in buckets. Rule number four. Rule five is that your business should always work for you, not the other way around. What does this mean? I see so many people who They get into a business and they stick with it no matter what because they don't want to fail. And that's a terrible mistake because if a business isn't going to perform, you give it a certain amount of runway, you give it a certain amount of capital, and if it's not performing, you don't keep feeding it. You let it go. Let the business go. Remember, the business is there to work for you, not the other way around. If it's not working for you within the time period and the capital you've allocated to make it go, stop. Don't keep investing in it. It will change your life to not spend all your time working in businesses that really shouldn't exist. Rule 6 is use the money that you make first to buy back your time. Buy back your time. So whatever it is that you're doing right now, from washing or walking the dog, to mowing the grass, to doing your laundry, to cooking meals for yourself, whatever it is, doing your checking, all of those things are things that you can hire other people to do. And if you don't enjoy them, or if they are worth less than what you can do with your time, which, spoiler alert, they really are, then you get somebody else to do it. You can pay somebody else to do that, and that buys back your time so you can spend your time on more important things. So rule 6 of the 7 rules of money, buy back your time. Rule 7 is that, remember, this is more of a mindset rule, right? Money is designed to provide you with freedom and options. Money is just a store of value so that you can do things in the future. That means it gives you options to do whatever you want to do, and it gives you the freedom to choose and not have to spend that much time making money. So if you ever find that the pursuit of money is costing you your freedom, or it's limiting your options in a negative way, then don't do it. Use that as a guideline. That should be a rule that really governs all of the things that you do. Let money only provide you with freedom and options. Don't sacrifice freedom and options to get money. That's rule number 7 of my 7 rules of money.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by subscribing and leaving a review. And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.